Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yeah. People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I know you could be listening to a bunch of other shows, and you've chosen this one. I really do. I mean, look, there's a bunch of stuff happening out there. All kinds of news going on. All kinds of stories going on. If you're new to the show, I don't like to go over and over and over the stuff that you're hearing on other shows, other stations, other channels. I want to hit some of the things that you know, you don't see on other channels. You don't hear talked about much on other channels. You know, I mean, it's really easy to get bogged down how bad China is, how much trouble we're in with them, and what about all the other small things that are going on in and around our community, you know, as a whole. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, you know, we'll just hit the ground running. I love this. Mitch McConnell has decided, let's see, now that's too long. Mitch McConnell has decided that he's really upset at Kevin McCarthy for giving the video, is it 40,000 hours? It's either 4,000 or 40,000 hours of video in one way, shape, manner, or form. He gave them to Tucker Carlson, who then went ahead and he's having a field day now playing them on his show. And in the very first one, you see, easily see how you want to talk about playing with video, but that's another story altogether. You easily see the Capitol Police walking people around, almost like pointing in a jovial fashion, like look over there and this over here and this is locked here. Let me get the key, let you in, and they were letting people in. Right? What is really now? CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DFG, they're all getting together now to call out Tucker Carlson, Fox News, and others and saying, you know, they've only selectively played portions of the video. Now, I want you to think about something. Did not the January 6th committee do the same? They didn't show you everything that was going on. They didn't show you the Capitol Police letting people in, showing people, I mean, literally showing people around. They're claiming him and downplaying the violence when in reality he said, look, where is the violence? What is going on here? Look at what's happening. Think about it. What got all tore up and he showed point blank and simply that the Capitol Police were very, very, very inviting to people. You know, letting them in. Pointing things out. You know, it's one thing if we saw videos of them pushing their way through. Remember when we were having the riots in D.C. and other places? And you saw Antifa grabbing the fence out in front of courthouses, pulling the fence back and forth, you know, pushing through, doing all kinds of crazy stuff. Nothing. Not an arrest. Nothing. Here, if you look, yeah, we saw windows broken. We saw some people doing vandalism and damage. Some people doing vandalism and damage. But for the most part, they were walking around sitting in seats. Right? Again, it is amazing to me. So now they're trying to make Kevin McCarthy out to be the villain and others. Really, truly, for issuing, putting these videos out. It's just amazing to me. It'll continue to be amazing to me. Because right in your face, they're doing this right in your face, and our wonderful, God, I don't even want to call him, I don't know, Mitch McConnell in there again. Just amazing. Mitch McConnell's feeling is that the Capitol Police Chief, you know, he said this was real, this was true, this happened. And we're supposed to believe, I mean, of all people, we're supposed to believe Mitch. Let me see if I can get this real quick.
It was a mistake, in my view, for Fox News to depict this in a way that's completely at variance with what our chief law enforcement official here at the Capitol thinks.
Yeah, because they've never lied to us. Government has never lied to us about what went down and how it went down. Or did, have they? This is it. This is the part that makes you nuts. They want you to swallow the Kool-Aid, believe what they said. There is no variation. There is only what they said to be truth and a discussion. Well, people, it's wrong. They're accusing Tucker Carlson, you know, of trying to change the narrative. Why? Because he showed the video? Right? He showed where it wasn't a deadly... Listen, there was only one person who died that day. There's only one person who died because of that. And that was a woman who was shot at the door, doing nothing for all intents and purposes. The hand of a lone Capitol cop shooting into the crowd, which is illegal. And that's what happened. That's wonderful. Joe Messina, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by low-cost airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Welcome to your host. It's always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution, seriously. Because if you're not part of the solution, you're going to be part of the problem. I know you're tired of hearing me say it, but I'm going to keep saying it. I just, listen, you know, I'm switching gears on you for a second here. So there are some parents that are looking at books in some of the high school and junior high school and even elementary school libraries in L.A. County, in my area. And they were reaching out to me to ask me questions about what was going on. And one of the questions was, you know, how did you let us get here? How did we get here? Well, I got some news for you. I didn't let you get here. Matter of fact, most of the trustees or the education trustees that are sitting on these boards right now didn't let you get here. You let you get here. You vote for people who don't really give a crud. You don't check on what your kids are reading, doing, or learning in school. You really don't. Can we just be honest about it? It just doesn't stop. So stop looking at how it happened, when it happened, where it happened. And start looking at yourself and going, okay, what did I do to stop it? Where did I get involved? Where did I jump in? What did I do to turn it around? Or I'll even go one step further with you. What did you do to keep it from happening to begin with? I guarantee you, in most cases, nothing. And part of it is because, yes, you're ignorant to what was going on. You don't know what was happening. But now you do. I've had parents go, I would never even have imagined these books being in there. I've read about them. I know about them. I can't imagine them being in my library. Well, why not? It's happening everywhere else. Well, what makes you think you're any different? So wake up. Be vigilant. Watch what's happening, you know, around you. Listen to what your kids and their friends are saying. What's going on in community? What's being accepted in your community? I mean, seriously, right? 855 Real Joe. 855. I'd love to hear what you have to say about this. I mean, again, I know some of you write me and tell me you don't like when I place blame. Well, what else am I supposed to do? Give me an alternative. Right? I'm not going to sit here and scratch my head and say, gee, I wonder, because if you don't figure out how it happened, how it may have happened, then it's going to happen again, and it's going to keep happening. Right? I mean, seriously, it's never going to stop. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I mean, we're back at, yeah, I'm not going to go down that road. I'm just going to leave it alone for the moment. So Joe Biden may, notice I say may. Should I say allegedly? Something like that? No. I don't want to. Now, the public attention has been around the Supreme Court, not really jumping in and dealing with Biden administration's ambition, that student debt thing, student debt loan forgiveness, whatever you want to call it. Well, the administration found to have silently forgiven billions of dollars of student debt. They did it without anybody knowing about it. Didn't Nancy Pelosi say he didn't have the right to do that? I'm just asking. Over 770,000 students have applied for debt forgiveness through the Education Department program. It allows borrowers to assert a defense to repayment if it can be proven that they're school began toward the end of the Obama administration, but has gained significant traction in the Biden administration, right? I mean, seriously, who? What are we teaching our kids by doing this? In all seriousness, are you teaching these kids that just maybe you can do whatever you want to do, get away with whatever you want to get away with. You don't owe anybody anything, and you shouldn't be responsible for some of the commitments you make. I have to ask. Now, through the program, more than $6 billion in student loan cancellations are expected to be shelled out to more than 200,000 students. I mean, and this spans over 150 different schools. So, it's over 64,000 students. They're still waiting for a response from the Education Department. You know, just, according to the Los Angeles Times, I think the Biden administration recognizes. Now, I want you to check this out. I want you to check the mindset out of the left. The writer says, I think the Biden administration recognizes that there's a legal obligation to borrow defense applicants and that there has to be a process. It has to be fair. It has to be timely. And we have to understand that these were predatory loans. Hello? Predatory how? Because you wanted to go to school, you wanted to go to college, you were willing to sign in any way, shape, manner, or form to make that happen, you were willing to take on the debt, any debt you could, to go to school? I'm going to go back. My wife paid. Are you going to give her back her money plus interest? You entered into these loans. I'm sorry, you guys. You entered into these loans willingly. You knew what was going on. You knew you'd have a payment after school. Why am I stuck with that bill? It's just amazing. And we're teaching you guys less and less and less responsibility. This is exactly mommy and daddy bailing you out, in essence. Only it's Uncle Sam. Still a family member. Right? It does, again, it doesn't stop. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Truly be part of the solution. I got time? Yeah. Hey, Maria Bartiromo. Yeah, guys, remember, I used to watch her years and years ago when she was on CNN. I think MSNBC, too. She's on the financial, into the financial news. In a new doc dump, apparently it shows that Maria was being begged by the Dominion executives to stop airing quote-unquote lies. Now, I'm not so sure this is lies. Those machines, there were issues with them. There were admitted issues with them, like that, from Dominion. But when you talk to technology people that worked around in and for Dominion, they opened up and told you where the problems were. From a technology standpoint, where they were vulnerable and when. Now, the latest report exchanges involving concerns over the election fraud conspiracy theories. Love how they keep still call them theories. Even when they're proven to be different, they still call some of these things theories. It's amazing to me. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Joe Messina, your host.
I'm a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Biden administration continues to work with Mexican authorities and American citizens potentially kidnapped and killed by mistake in a cartel-involved gun battle over the border. Two surviving Americans in the ordeal are back stateside. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says a level 4 do not travel warning is in place for the area in Matamoros across the border from Brownsville, Texas.
We appreciate the hard work of the Justice Department and the FBI, DHS, and DEA for their swift response to this awful incident.
Family members say they traveled there for a medical procedure from South Carolina. It's average Americans who stand to lose the most if the Federal Reserve's efforts to tame inflation go too far. During Fed Chairman Jerome Powell's testimony before Congress today,
ongoing increases in the target range for the federal funds rate will be appropriate in order to attain a stance of monetary policy that is sufficiently restrictive to return inflation to 2% over time.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. So, I'm your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5566. Again, get involved, get engaged, understand what's happening, know what's happening, know how to make a difference, know how to put your facts together so you truly can make a difference. I mean, really, otherwise, you sound like one of those screaming memes, right? One of those crazy people. And we don't want to do that. We don't want to give them. We don't want to give them. Yeah, you heard me. Them. That kind of ammunition. Agreed? I really do want to make sure that we've got our facts lined up, so when you go in there to fight, they can't deny, they can't refute. Look at what they're having to do with Tucker Carlson right now. They're having to make it look like he's just a nut job. Okay, and the J6 committee was all over it. They were right, righteous, had all the stuff put together the right way. And that, you know, Fox is twisting it the wrong way. And all he's doing, really, is showing the pure video, which is something they never did. Oh, I'm not going to do, actually. Yeah, you're not going to see them do it at all. Anyway, and again, now you've got them pushing Dominion, asking Maria Bartiromo basically to come forward and talk about how she was maybe pushed to spew lies. Now, I don't think she's going to do it because guess what? She wasn't pushed. I don't see anybody pushing that woman to do anything. Right? Now, when you have technical errors, let's say that they didn't leave the factory all set up to steal the elections. Let's just say I believe that. They were clean and good and what have you. But then when you get out there and start voting on them, you see that there's problems. They're not recording your vote. Are they recording your vote incorrectly? Well, then it's time to either shut them down or have somebody come fix them. If they won't be fixed, if they can't be fixed, and you know what they're doing is adding the votes incorrectly, then how do you leave them up there? I have to ask. How do you feel warm and fuzzy? How do you feel good about leaving them there? That tells me you don't care about the truth. That tells me you're not interested in knowing what's going on. for real. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I'll tell you, if you can go grab, you don't even have to put the volume on to listen to Tucker Carlson's explanation. Right? Don't do that. Just watch. Watch it and use your God-given ability to think and work things through to figure out what these people are doing or trying to do or thinking about doing. It is just nuts when you watch what goes down. You know, and let's, again, let's, God bless. I've said this for years. I said this before COVID. They need a race war. That's the only way that they can think or perceive that they can win is with a race war. And that's why they keep pushing some of these narratives. Now there's a push to give black employees pay time off due to the trauma of racism. I went through racism. Right? Being an Italian boy with Italian parents. Not like a black community did, by any stretch. It just, again, all right. Now, in an article in the Times, Angel Jones, a visiting professor at Southern Illinois University, she defined racial battle fatigue as a psychological and, physiological consequences of experiencing racism. She added that while the phenomenon is well documented, symptoms are often ignored. Psychological consequences of RBF include anxiety, depression, suicidal thoughts, while physiological consequences include elevated heart rate, tension, headaches, stomach ulcers. We experience these symptoms on a regular basis as a result of our firsthand racial trauma, as well as the trauma we experience when we see see people such as Philando Castile, Eric Garner, Patrick murdered on camera. But all that, I guess there was no trauma when when those black kids were beating up on the white girl in the train. When they used sucker punches with them walking down the street. When there was a whole week of a bunch of black guys in New York City beating up on Asian women. That was all okay. No trauma there. Nothing to worry about. I just find all this stuff interesting. You know, when Sonya's on, when Zoe's on, Alfonso, and we talk about this stuff. They have a different look at. This is what I've always found interesting about the left and the right. If you're a black conservative, you're an Uncle Tom, you're a sellout, you don't know what you're talking about, you just want to be liked by the white folks. If you're a mad black liberal, then what's the problem? Well, the problem is you're telling me like it is. You're telling me how bad you've had it. There isn't a black person alive today. I'll go a different direction. There isn't a white person alive today that owned a slave. Not a one. And then you're going to say, that's right, but you're benefiting from what slaves did. Not at this juncture, if you would. I wish you people would flush 1619 history. I wish you'd go look at real history. This country was not built on the back of black slaves. It was, okay, I'll tell you what. It was built on the back of some slaves, blacks, Asians, Chinese in particular, Italians, Irish. Yeah, there were all kinds of people that were basically thrown into slavery to build this country. The real horror of slavery is what took place in the South under the Democrats. Think about that. Think about what they did. Think about what they had going on. How we had to play a game to get this Constitution pushed through because the Southern Democrats wouldn't give up their slaves. There would be no Constitution. There would be no country. And frankly, there would still be slaves in the South, probably. They weren't going to get rid of them. It took hundreds of thousands of people dying to fight to end slavery. Do you hear me? Hundreds of thousands. And they were far from all black. And I'm tired of hearing it all the time. I'm tired of hearing that the only thing the black community... I mean, listen, look around. the only thing the black community is known for. Think about how they're being pictured as slaves. That's all they ever did. They could never get out of it. That's all. Yeah, and they've been so damaged mentally and physically. They're so weak and they've been damaged by it that that's all there is to it. You've got to give them what they want to do in California, $600,000 per black family in reparations. Because that's going to help them. It's amazing to me. The black community, the black experience is so much more than just slavery. So much more. It's just amazing. Despite being a black woman, a successful and respected scholar, Jones insisted America and its institutions are racist. Yes, period. End of discussion. I'm a proud educator who loves what I do, but before that, I am a black woman. A black woman who is expected to return to business as usual on Monday after seeing a member of my community murdered on Friday, although it's customary for employees to receive support and understanding while grieving loss. Now, you know what? What's really funny about this? Listen to the way she lays this out. So when you see, you know, whether it's black, Asian, whatever, but because since we're on the black and white thing, I'm going to go down that road. When you see video after video after video of three or four black thugs that step up and beat the tar out of a white guy on a train, beat the tar out of an old guy on the train, old white guy, beat the tar out of a couple of Asian women on a train, you would be called a racist for even showing a bead of sweat when a group of black guys got on a train. Remember, that's what Juan Williams was fired for. Because he admitted to the fact that he had some anxiety when he saw a group of Arabs get on a plane after the 9/11 incident. When we were going to start talking about human nature, instead of saying the man, let the man work it through, he needs some help. He didn't say anything negative about them needing to go. No. Right away, he's convicted and fired. Double T, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up next.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline.
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Come to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Listen, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Always appreciate your time with me. Appreciate the time you spend on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. And truly, just being part of the solution. And the way you do that is you get informed. You get to understand what's going on. You get your facts lined up. And then you go for it. That's how you make it happen. We're talking about a professor who says the black employees need to be paid time off due to trauma from racism. What does that look like? Every time you think about racism, you can't work for the day, you get to go home and get paid? No, really, think about it. As an Italian kid growing up, my mom tried to move me out to the suburbs, or didn't try, she did, to give me a better life, get me out of the city. Every time I was beat up, or I'll just say things happened to me because I was the little guinea boy from Boston. What was I supposed to do with that? Do I look? Because, I mean, it's the same kind of attack, is it not? People get on my case for my skin color, for what I am, for what my heritage is. Telling me I couldn't date their girls. Like they owned them. There you go. Right? When you're beat up on campus and you're expected to go back to class. We all go through some form of this. So when it comes to racism, when it comes to black and white thing especially, up until the year that Obama got elected, it was good. And then some on the other side will say, no, that's not true. It just wasn't allowed to be talked about. Now, that's not true. It was always allowed to be talked about. It was always allowed to be dealt with. When I went to school in the 70s, it wasn't acceptable. Racism was not acceptable then. It might have been happening. It might have been happening in some areas more than others, like it is today. But it wasn't acceptable by any stretch of the imagination. I didn't know any kid, and maybe I was just oblivious. But mostly, I didn't know any kids that outwardly, I'll put it that way, because, you know, you're going to tell me I'm just not paying attention, that outwardly hated black folks just because they were black. Hated Chinese kids just because they were Chinese. I mean, I didn't see that where I grew up. Right? Now, to my point, where I was at, yeah, there was a group of people. But that is everywhere and all the time. And I hate to tell you, that's a point of reality. When you have somebody with a heartbeat, as long as you have humans around, you could have racism. You could have hate. You're going to have homophobia. I can go through the whole list of stuff. Humans can be evil. They can do nasty things. They can do hateful things. And to think you're going to get rid of it by browbeating somebody? Yeah, I don't think so. It's amazing to me. It's always about race. And the funny thing about it, it's always about black and white. There's race issues between brown and black. Just as bad, just as hateful as between black and white or white and black, whatever way, whatever direction you want to go in. The Asian community has its problems with the black community and the white community as a whole. So sit there and constantly grind away that it's only one group that's oppressed, one group that suffers racism. Is it a lie? Now, in order to relieve this racial fatigue, this PhD in education says that special funding needs to be put aside. Again, more. You want to talk about having a race war? Remember Joey B. only wanted to bail out black farmers? That was it. That's not a problem. That's not discriminatory. It's just amazing. And it's constant. You want to give reparations to black people because of slavery. People that not only were taking money from people who never owned a slave, in most cases aren't a family, aren't even in a family that owned slaves. My family didn't get into the 50s, late 40s. What slaves do we own? It's just constant. And they can't forget. How about the Chinese? In California, you want to make reparations? Make reparations to the Chinese that you jailed, that you used as slaves, that you used to build bridges. You know, if anybody's got a real fight, they do. It just never stops. Anyway, she goes on to say, where are our counseling services? Where is our grace for missed meetings and deadlines while we mourn? What are you mourning? Are you doing it? Look at, even in the norm, when you mourn for certain things in your life, they do not go on for years. And if they do, it's called a sickness, and they help you with it. You go seek serious psychological help for stuff like that. And I'm telling you what. See, this is the stuff I love. We have jobs to do, student support, but we also have trauma to process. I'm going to give this to Zoe. See what he thinks. I want to know what trauma he's processing. We are tight, close friends. I don't want him suffering anything. I don't want him to have to go through anything. If he's going through some, you know, mental issues, I want to help him. Seriously. And if somebody's being racist towards him or putting him down because of his skin color, yeah, I got news for you, and he knows it too. I'd be standing right beside him. We'll just say supporting whatever he's doing to help that person not be a racist anymore. How's that? Seriously. It's just amazing. But you know what? It's only an attack on the black community. Nobody else gets attacked. Everything else is just fine and wonderful. It's just, you know what? It just doesn't stop. And again, when you talk about what went on north, south, and then the rest of the country as time went on, why would hundreds of thousands, you've got tens of thousands, of white folks die to help free blacks? You think they were getting big bucks to do it? Because I know that's what some of the black community, some of the professors of the black community will say that. They'll say, well, you know, it's the only place they get a job. It's the only way they can work and feed their families. Right. On March 3rd, House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan, he requested testimony from 16 current and former FBI employees. Some of them include whistleblowers. Now, Chairman Jordan, who also chairs the Weaponization of the Federal Government Subcommittee, he named 16 individuals in the letter, all of whom are current or recent FBI employees and have been named by three whistleblowers in closed-door interviews. Right? The FBI whistleblowers testified that the FBI put an abnormally heavy focus on the January 6th cases. Now, why would they do that? What were they looking for? Did the Capitol get burned down? Did I miss something? Several of the 16 individuals currently hold positions such as special agent, charge of assistant special agents in charge. Don't even know what the heck that means. The witnesses questioned so far this year include George Hill, retired National Security Intelligence Supervisor in the FBI's Boston field office, Friend, a former Florida-based FBI special agent, a whole bunch of them. They were questioned in closed-door transcribed interviews by Republican and Democrat members of the Judiciary Committee. Now, according to the interview, the transcriptions and notes, Hill and Friend testified in detail about how they felt certain leaders at the FBI had abnormally heavy focus on cases related to the January 6th Capitol riot. Of course they did. I mean, come on. You don't spend this much time while you're letting all these others, this so-called insurrection, this assault on the Capitol, worst thing since God knows what, right? I didn't even, somebody even said it was Pearl Harbor or 9/11. What is that all about? Really, there were 3,000 people killed, cold-blooded, murdered, killed on January 6th? I must have missed something. Maybe I didn't read the paper properly. Maybe I read it upside down. Think about what they're saying. The witnesses questioned so far this year, I mean the FBI agents that were, have all been unanimously concerned with how much resources went into this. Hill and Friend, among their various allegations, said that they worked in an environment where agents were pressured by the superiors to prioritize cases related to domestic violence. Think about this. This included parents who went to school board meetings. Right? It's infuriating. That's why it's hard to speak to it. It's infuriated. What do you think happened in the closed-door meeting? What always happens. But what do you think happened right away? The Democrats, they attacked the whistleblowers. They attacked the credibility. They attacked what they were all about. Right, CNN, NBC, New York Times, Rolling Stone magazine, all of them. Yeah, more to talk about later. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far, a lot more coming up with Brad Dacus from Pacific Justice Institute right after the break.